has the potential to become a major export commodity that creates major employment and economic growth in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This is according to manager of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Arrowroot Association, Selman Walters, in an interview with NBC News about the impact that arrowroot manufacturing can have on this country's people and economy. Walters said arrowroot is an industry based mainly in the northeastern side of the country.
And then when we sell to the markets overseas, there's income coming in for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Today, we are seeing a tremendous effort placed on import and distribution. Not enough effort has been placed on manufacturing and export. And to me, arrowroot can fill that bridge as a manufacturing and export commodity. You manufacture the starch, you export it. It will not only provide revenue, it will provide some food security because it can be eaten. It is food. There are people who would not use rice or flour. They would go on the arrowroot starch. So it would go a long way to complement what is referred to as food security. So to me, the government is quite right in staying in the industry and make sure it does boom, because these lands out here, most of these low sand out there that is volcanic, it is best suited for the production of arrowroot. And I think that is the way to go. And I'm happy that the government is staying with it. We're making sure we have farmers are staying in. The government gives them a supplementary money every year to stay in. And as soon as that factory is finished, I think we'll be back on track.
He said, while locally the arrowroot starch is used for food, there are many ways that arrowroot can be used internationally, which can create a very big market for the commodity.
Internationally, the starch is used as a base in the pharmaceutical industry. When you go into the drugstore and you buy your paracetamol or you buy aspirins or what, the base for that is starch. Some traders use it to produce paper, computer paper. Some use it in the industry that do other foods. For example, there's a place in California that grow spices, and they want the starch as a base. Locally, it is mainly used as food. Some places in England and in Martinique, they use it as to make glue. The starch itself can be used as a glue. So it is used to hold paper and cardboard together, so it can be used also as a glue. So if you're looking at the industry in terms of a secondary industry, these are the kind of things you can make from the arrowroot starch. But the major use for the starch is really for food. Pure starch, there's no additive, there's no preservative, there's no chemical in it. It's a safe food.
According to Walters, there are currently 100 arrowroot farmers, but there is always a need for more to ensure the longevity of the industry. Walters added that while the arrowroot industry is a labor-intensive one, the plus is that the rhizome is not an easy produce to steal.
It is not easy to steal the rhizome. We suffer a lot today from predelarcy. People steal your animals and they steal your plantings and your other produce. But if you steal somebody's rhizome, where are you going to sell it? So you sell your rhizome to the industry, you have to go register farmer. So it is not easily stolen like that. And I think that is the way to go. And I'm happy that there's a future for it. And I would encourage more people to come into the industry. There's a future for it.
Walters encouraged Vincentians to support local farmers through the purchase of local arrowroot and arrowroot products.
There's a group of people within the Ministry of Agriculture who are sourcing the machinery, and I am told that they have begun to put them together. And I'm really, really hopeful that 2025 can be the year when we can go back to begin the production of the St. Vincent Grenadines arrowroot flour. It is not marketed as starch. It is marketed as St. Vincent Grenadines arrowroot flour. And I really want to encourage the Vincentian people to go to the supermarkets and buy the packages of starch. You'll see them on the shelf in a pretty package, St. Vincent Grenadines arrowroot starch. And I really want you to go into the supermarket and look for the one that belongs to us. When you buy that, you're supporting the local farmers, you're supporting buy local, and you're adding to the development in a big way of the agricultural sector of St. Vincent Grenadines.
Manager of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Arrowroot Association, Selman Walters. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.